Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and don't forget YouTube show as well. Wow, we are here for a treat. It's Monday, everyone. We are live. It is 5 o'clock. We are a little bit behind our punctual time, which is 5 o'clock, and we are here so excited to have somebody from our own country. We've been having so many guests from different parts of the world. A lot of our friends from U.S. has been visiting us lately. Finally, we have a guest right here from Canada, and I'm very, very excited to introduce her to the show. But before I do that, I'm hoping that you are having a blessed day wherever is that you are in this beautiful, beautiful world that our Lord has created. I am so excited to have another day with you. We have over 54 countries. If they're not listening to us right now, they'll be listening to us later on, because this show is recorded, and our links are on our social media. I had to replace the link. My Instagram is The Lizzie T Show. The Facebook is The Lizzie T Show. Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Show. We are on Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn. My goodness, we are pretty much everywhere. So if you would like to interact with us, you can always connect via our social media, or thanks to Blog Talk Radio, we are pretty much, everywhere, and we are live. If you would like to call us in and interact with us, you are so welcome. We don't bite. Our guests, I'm pretty sure, very, very accommodating. And the number is, just listen to it, 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060 is the number to call. And I'm hoping that wherever is it that you are healthy, you are safe. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I'm like, that's the only thing we say lately. I hope you're safe. And I don't know what else to say. I don't know what other greetings should I be saying. I mean, I'm hoping that you are, safe, meaning that you're not catching this virus. If you are on lockdown, like we are still in Toronto, some places in Canada, like Saskatchewan, things are starting to come back to normal. I know our followers, we get a lot of emails and comments from our friends in Brazil. There are partial lockdown in different states, and there's different places in the world where things have starting, or they wanted to go back to normal, and they kind of digress because they figured it's not safe to do so. We are starting to have our spring. Not today, though. We got a little bit of snow, and things are the weather is cooperating. We are able to get a little bit more sunshine. Vitamin D is very important to fight any disease. I mean, Corona definitely is out of the norm, but to fight anything, to help your immune system, vitamin D, getting out the sun, exercising is very, very important. And I'm hoping that you're able to do so. 12 o'clock Toronto time, rain, shine, snow. I go out and go for my half an hour walk, a power walk, run, jog, and I think that helps your immune system, especially if you are healthy. If you have a compromised immune system, things are different. That's a different talk. But I'm hoping that all our grandmothers and our mothers are healthy, and they had an amazing, wonderful, and I guess is intimate. There were Zoom calls all over. I was talking to friends in Brazil, and they had a Zoom call. There's 12 daughters, and they all gather to wish their mother happy Mother's Day. I thought that was very, very sweet. Zoom calls are going everywhere, and I'm happy that we are able to celebrate. Don't forget, everyone, that after the interview, we have our musical section. I know that right now, people that are on lockdown, especially musicians, they're very inspirational. They have a lot of time to be creative and to have, you know, those moments where you are able to write music. So if you are a singer-songwriter or a musician, or you know somebody that you would like to say, hey, Lizzie has a spot for you, and I do, I would love to play your song. We've been getting a lot of MP3. Our inbox is packed. And so we have to listen to those songs. I know I sound like a broken record because we get a lot of MP3s, and unfortunately, this station is not suited for that. We do not take profanity or any of the other, songs. So if your song has a little, it's not suited to be played here, unfortunately, we will not play. It has to be clean version. So we love rap. We love jazz. Gospel is one of my favorite. Latino music, African music, language or the rhythm is not important as long as it's a clean version. We're trusting, especially that we know we have people here helping us out to have no different languages, but there's some languages that we don't understand. If there is profanity, we're putting trust that you are being truthful with us. Right after the interview as well, or while we're doing the interview, we are playing words of our sponsor. So thank you so much, Natasha Bridgman, during a show another year. And especially now that people are without work, financial difficulties are coming very, very strong. So Natasha, she is a financial advisor, and she helps with mortgage and RSP, RESP for your kids' education. So give Natasha a call. Okay. I think my housekeeping is pretty much taken care of, guys. If you would like to interact with us, do not forget, the number is 319-527-6060. I'll be right back with my guest.
Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new. And now welcome the amazing Lizzie.
Yes, yes, we have Dr. Ruth Clarence. She is the best-selling author, conference speaker, who helps ladies to turn up their heat on their love life to enjoy passionate, fulfilling sex life, well, that they deserve. She has spoken worldwide to ladies all ages of his tradition taboo sensitivity sensitive topic, and helping ladies change their sex life from a pressure to pleasure. Love that. Her very tasteful, candid delivery, peppered with lots of humor, gives ladies a renewal hope and confidence in the bedroom, ensuring that both her and her husband can enjoy mutually satisfying intimate life. Ruth has been married to Simon for 32 years. Congratulations. We celebrated our 27th anniversary, my husband and I. So, wow. Congratulations to you. She is a mother of two and a grandmother of four, and she lives, I assume, in Calgary, but I probably will be corrected, in beautiful Alberta, one of my favorite places in the whole world. We go there often, and yeah, so let's welcome her with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Ruth, and welcome to the Liz Petite Show. How are you doing? Afternoon there. It's not about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock or something like that?
No, it's about 3 o'clock, and thank you. I'm glad to be on your show, and yes.
Wonderful. So you are in Calgary.
To Edmonton.
Edmonton, beautiful, beautiful. One of my favorite places, Edmonton Mall. I've been there once, and we actually did the trip from Toronto all the way to BC. That was one of the things that I wanted to do, was on my bucket list, and I thought, you know what? I'll take a month off and whatever it takes, and we'll come back. So that was an experience never to do it again. But it's incredible that the scenery, you know, a lot of people talk about Canada being flat and, you know, Manitoba and Saskatchewan, there's nothing to see. I say to all of them, completely wrong, especially the mountains in Alberta. It's breathtaking. For you guys that are listening right now, if you would like to do that, you know, hopefully past Corona, you know, we'll able to travel more freely, you know, highly, highly recommended. So how is the weather in close to Edmonton?
Well, it's actually quite cool, unseasonably cool. We had a little bit of snowflakes even on Mother's Day, so that was a bit unusual. So haven't quite had a full spring yet.
Same here. We started to have a little bit of a springtime, and all of a sudden, you know, the last 3 days, it decided to go back to winter, and we are not enjoying this, especially me, that I love to go for walks and jogs. So, Dr. Ruth, let's get started, and definitely your book, as the cover, you know, a lot of you are watching it and seeing it, very contradictory, because even the cover of the book and the title, can you tell us a little bit about this and how the whole idea came about? Now, are you a Christian believer with a religious background? Because from hot to hot, holy, which that in itself, you know, some religious people might say, I don't know about that.
Yes, the title of my book is Hot and Holy Lady. And yes, I'm a minister's wife, so I am coming from a perspective of a Christian perspective. My target audience is ladies who are women of faith, who are looking for monogamous, heterosexual relationships. And I believe that sex is a great perk, exciting perk that God gave us, that every lady should enjoy. And so oftentimes, particularly in the church, people think sex is a taboo and it's a sin and it's something we can't talk about. And I totally disagree with that, and I have the Bible to back me up. And so my mission is to help ladies of faith realize that you can be a hot lady and also a holy lady simultaneously, both at the same time, and be completely in God's will doing that. And so Unfortunately, there's many ladies in the church who are angry, who are frustrated, disappointed. They've lost their sex drive. They certainly don't understand their mate. Sometimes they hate their own body, or they think that sex is taboo and it's a sin, or a boring chore to endure, a necessary duty. They don't know how to communicate with their husband. And maybe they've had a very painful sexual past and they just don't know how to move past that. So as you said earlier, for a lot of ladies, the sex life is a pressure instead of a pleasure. And so my mission is to help ladies change that and to give them tools and ideas and information that will help them to be able to enjoy the mutually enjoyable, intimate life that God intended all of us to have. And like so many ladies that I talk to, they're like me. My mom didn't talk to me about sex at all. I had no premarital counseling. My pastor or my church didn't address it. I certainly didn't want to mimic the Hollywood sex that I saw on TV. So I basically had no support. I had no mentoring. I didn't have a safe place to ask questions or to have some answered. And so I was quite an isolated Christian woman who needed help. And yes, I was even a pastor's wife, but who was I going to talk to? And so that's the problem I solve with my course. I have an online course, as well as I've written a book, that I can help the nervous newlywed or the engaged lady who is, you know, uptight about what is this whole sex thing, a nervous engaged lady, an exhausted preschool mom, or the menopausal empty nester. I talk to them all. I've been in all of those stages. As you heard, I'm a grandmother. And so ladies love that I can relate to those different seasons and help them to become so much more happier in this intimate bedroom life. So does that kind of give you a recap of what I'm doing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's fascinating because as a believer and Christian myself, I agree with you. I concur that definitely because we are Christian, we shouldn't have a healthy sex life, a healthy relationship with our husbands. And I completely and I come through the point to the thought that I am not going to be able to convey that information with the sisters in church, because again, and you probably as a speaker and as a doctor and as an author and teacher, you probably have encountered a lot of backlash from people in the church. And I've had talked to even a family member. No, the church and the Lord and the Bible states that this is for procreation only, no pleasure. And I'm thinking, where are, yes, it does say that, but we're, you know, I've heard preachers too that said, you know, God has created sex for us to enjoy it in the bounding of a marriage. We can have as much sex as we want and enjoy it if, as long as it is with your husband or your wife.
Absolutely.
So what kind of...
Absolutely.
Yeah, what kind of feedback and what kind of you know, backlash are you getting from sisters and even preachers that when you bring this topic to fruition, you know, they're probably saying, "I don't know about Ruth. I don't know about that. I think you're becoming too worldly for my taste, or I think you bring in, you know." And you said it yourself. You don't want the sex that Hollywood brings, because that's definitely fornication. You know, they have sex without being married. But you know, how are you handling that negative feedback from people from the church?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, I have got minuscule negative feedback. Most of the ladies say, "Ruth, thank God, somebody is finally talking about this in a very tasteful, and in a Christian context. We love that you're doing this, and we love that you're just an ordinary Christian woman like us. You're not," and I need to clarify, you called me Dr. Ruth. I am not a medical doctor. They call me Dr. Ruth. That's my nickname, because there is a secular sex therapist, Dr. Ruth, who has a television or a radio program. And so ladies have nicknamed me the Christian Dr. Ruth. And so I have had very little negative feedback. Pastors have been so happy that I've addressed this topic because they realize there's been a lot of miscommunication in this area and not biblical information. And so I can show ladies from the Bible, not the gospel according to Ruth, but the Bible, that yes, we are to use sex for procreation, to make babies, but the Bible is also so clear that we can enjoy it just for the pleasurable aspect. In fact, the whole book of Song of Solomon is directed at the couple and talking about their sex life. And apparently, God wasn't blushing when he put that whole book in the Bible to talk about the intimate life of Solomon and his wife. And so I am so happy that I'm able to correct some of the very non-biblical thinking that in the past has been preached. And so contrary to what you think, the pastors love my presentation, the ladies love my presentation, and for sure the men love my presentation because they say, my wife was programmed with all this nonsense that, you know, sex was something dirty and taboo, and you are releasing her to love me the way she always wanted to, but somehow she was under this cloud of guilt and shame. And I say, wrong, ladies, that's not God's idea. In fact, when you think of it, think of it this way. When God created Adam and Eve, on the very first counseling session that God gave Adam, what did he tell him to do? He said he was to leave, to cleave, and what was the next thing? Become one flesh. In other words, the first project God gave Adam was to make love to that new beautiful woman that he just created. And that was at God's direction. That was in God's perfect world. Before sin entered the world, before the devil got a hold of sex and made it something terrible, the very first thing God asked Adam to do was to use his body as a word picture of his physical, emotional, and spiritual union. He made those bodies to fit together perfectly. And so where in the world did we get the idea that God did not approve of it? Because that was the very first thing he asked Adam to do, to use his body to lovingly show Eve, hey, we are joined together, and our bodies doing this sexual act is a word picture of that.
I agree with you 100%, Ruth, and I think definitely is one of the things that I have encountered, and I have mentioned, you know, the book of Songs of Psalms, but then again, you know, the more traditional Christian, they're saying, no, that's God is referring, talking to this, or it's all symbolism, it's all, you know,
yes,
type.
Often,
it is correct. However, also that's the only way that we can understand is by him using things that are natural to us, right? And I think people, especially more traditional Christians, they should focus more not in the husband and wife husband and wife that are having issues or problems or trials in the bedroom, but more to the teenager, you know, that has no issues with that, right? Especially if they're thinking, you know, they want to experiment outside of the church, go to the world and have boyfriends and engage into premarital sex, which is definitely, that is condemned by God because you're not married. You can't
have
sex yet.
Absolutely.
So let's concentrate on that, you know, our teenagers that need that sexual education as well, and then educate our wives and our grandmothers and the ladies in the church that are already having difficulties in the bedroom. And that turns into, you know, unhappy wife, spiritually.
Unhappy life, yes.
Yeah, spiritually, mentally.
And very frustrated. Yes, and very frustrated husbands. So you're right. You know, women should not be experimenting with sex prior to marriage, but the audience that I talk to are engaged. I prepare them for this important aspect, which so many of them said, oh, my goodness, Ruth, you've been so helpful because I had no idea how this was going to happen. I certainly didn't want to mimic the dysfunctional patterns of perhaps my own mother. I wanted to do it God's way, and so you have taught me not so much the logistics of the sex act. I don't talk about it from a medical perspective. I talk about how to change your thoughts so that you can talk about it. You know how God views sex. You know how God can help you heal from perhaps a painful past. How you can understand how God wired your husband. How you can understand how the seasons of a marriage affect your sex life. For instance, when you're a newlywed, different than when you're a totally exhausted preschool mom, to when you're a menopausal woman. And so I help ladies to understand the different seasons that they're in and how to talk to their husbands, how to keep romance and love and passion alive. Because I don't need to tell you, a lot of Christian marriages are ending in the divorce courts. And part of the reason is they're not reaffirming their love inside and outside the bedroom. And I give them all kinds of fun, creative, affordable ideas to keep those sparks alive. And so this course is needed. The ladies who have taken, I've spoken to over 20,000 ladies worldwide. I used to do live seminars, but now I don't want to travel as much. And of course, with things like COVID, of course, that's not a great idea. So now I put my entire course online so that ladies can purchase it and then they can look at it in the privacy of their own home whenever they want. They can listen to the different modules, you know, a little bit at a time, or they can binge watch. I've also interviewed medical doctors. I've interviewed pelvic health specialists, fitness specialists. I have sections on ideas for creative and keeping marriage alive, passion. So it's a total package that they can access in their own home whenever they want. So it's perfect for an engaged lady who wants to just be proactive, any age woman that wants to take their already good marriage, perhaps, and make it even better. And so no matter what season or what stage you're at, you can be at the great lover that God wants you to be. And I also, if you go to my website, offer private one-on-one counseling, because sometimes gals have some particular issues that they just want to talk to another Christian female about. And I offer that as well. I also offer counseling to men, because I've spoken to many men's audiences about how to understand their wives better and how to nurture and love them. And many men, Christian men particularly, say, "Ruth, I don't understand this woman God gave me. Can you help me? I want to do it better. I want to love her better." And so I also counsel them as well, and you can sign up for counseling on my website. So the timing of this, I just launched it. I think it's perfect, particularly when people are in their homes and they can't get out to live seminars. This way they can access all of this good, biblically based, and I use a lot of humor in the course. It's not a starchy sermon. It's fun. It's engaging. And like I say, the hundreds of ladies who have taken my course have said, "Ruth, I should have had this from the very day I got married. It would have helped me avoid a lot of the mistakes that you made." And of course, I selectively share some of my own experiences, and ladies love that because they say, "Oh, I've struggled with the same thing. I thought I was the only one in the world that was like that. You made me feel normal." And you, some of the frustrations and some of the times when I didn't understand my husband, and oh my goodness, how could I do this? And so they just love that they can relate to the very practical experiences that I share.
That is awesome. And actually, you went a little bit ahead of me, because I was going to ask you, what should people expect from your course? So you gave us pretty much all the background and the information, and also where ladies and men obviously can get access to this course. And again, you shared that with us as well. Is there are people able to coach with you on one-on-one, especially nowadays that we're doing most of things online, video conferencing, FaceTime, and even Zoom calls? Are you able to coach with people on one-on-one privately right now?
Absolutely, yes, I am. Now, some people, you know, they want to remain anonymous, so they prefer just a phone call, and that works perfectly fine. Other times we can do FaceTime or whatever the person feels comfortable with. Absolutely, we can do all of the above. privately, and that's what ladies like, is that they actually have someone that they can safely vent or ask questions, have prayer, have some scriptures shared with them, because I'm definitely coming from a biblical basis. This is not, I'm not talking about Hollywood sex. I'm talking about God sex, the kind of sex
Amen.
That he wants all of us Christian women to enjoy. So, yes, I can do it through all of those different formats.
Beautiful,
as well
beautiful.
For ladies and well as for men. Yes.
For men, right. So I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, Ruth, and I'll be right back with more questions. Guys, if you would like to talk to Dr. Ruth, you have a question. If you are, especially if you are a believer, if you're a Christian, if you believe in God and you are married, you have a question for our guest, you can always call us in at 319-527-6060 is the number to call. I do have right now a word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Hello, hello everyone. I am back. Thank you, Natasha Birchmohan, for sponsoring the show. And if you are interested in everyone to sponsor the show, you can always contact us. The email is show@lizzyt.com. So Ruth, we have a listener from the U.S. He is Christian, and he has a question for you. Will you be willing to take a question?
Yes, I will. No problem.
Okay. Billy, Dr. Ruth, go ahead with your question.
Hello?
Hello? Yes?
Hello? Hey, my name is Lucy. And this is what I'm wondering. This is what I'm wondering. This is what I'm wondering. When you have your woman, right, and you need to talk to her about the sexual situation in the bedroom, right? Okay, you need to ask the secret out. Okay, you understand where I'm going with this here without saying it? Hello?
I'm sorry. What was your question?
When you have your woman and you need to have a sexual talk nature, a talk with her. You understand? Because maybe.
Yes, you want to talk to your wife about sex.
Okay, yeah. And that's a little tough sometimes because. You know, down here where I grew up, you just tell them what you want, and they got to do it, right? But up north, I believe it's a little different. I drive a truck, and I've been a lot of different places. So I'm wondering, why is it different up north than it is down here in the south? Down here in the south, you just, you know, that's your wife. And you come home from a long haul and stuff, and you drag her off to the bedroom there, and you do what you got to do, and there's no discussion. But up north, it's different. Do they raise their babies different up there?
I don't know. Maybe it is a bit different in Canada than it is in the States. However, I think no matter where you live, you can have a meaningful conversation about sex. But see, the problem a lot of ladies struggle with is they think that if they talk about it, they're talking dirty. They're not pleasing God. They're giving in to a carnal flesh. And that's wrong. That's incorrect. That is not what the Bible says. We can talk to our husbands one-on-one about this particular topic in a very tasteful and a candid and an honest way and be very God-pleasing when we do it. So I'm not sure whether it's different in the North than it is in the South, but what I'm saying is I know couples everywhere can engage in godly conversation about this important topic.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ruth, and thank you, Billy, for calling. I hope that answered your questions. One of the things that we want to stress here on the show, if you are calling, just make sure that you make your question concise and to the point, and we want to be able to respect. This is all about respect here. Ruth is more than willing to take any of your questions, 319-527-6060, and respect is number one, don't you agree? Because a lot of Christian that I've talked to, especially about, it's funny how you came to us to talk about this amazing book and about your workshops and your one-on-one counseling and training and workshops. A lot of people, a lot of Christian have this awful misconception that it is is a duty. I have to please my husband. There is nothing to it. I have no right of being pleasure myself or having any sort of satisfaction. And the men feel that I am the man of the house. I am so therefore that's everything. But I don't know where people are getting that information, because that is not biblical. And you've reiterated, you have talked about it 100 times, not 100 times, but you've said it many times here on the show. So why do you think that Christians have this awful mindset of what a relationship in the bedroom with your wife and your husband should be?
There hasn't been positive and godly teaching. I think a lot of pastors have not even. I also think that.
Hello.
Most people have. Yes. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Ruth.
Yes. Yes, I'm still here. I can talk to you.
We just missed Dr. Ruth there. We'll try at her, give her a call back, see if she comes back, and hopefully she was able to listen to the. And we have Ruth Clarence back, and I'm hoping that you're still with us. This is Lizzie with the Lizzie T Show. We are live today, and sometimes when we are live, we have some technical difficulties. So I'm not sure if you were able to listen to my last question. Why do you think there's so much misconception into the Christian, in the mentality of Christian ladies?
I think it's because it has not been talked about within the church. And so people have made up their own ideas, or perhaps they've looked at for the television for their concept of what sex. And so I think in a lot of cases, the pastors and the pastor's wife have not addressed it, haven't given the ladies the tools and the information. And so therefore, people make up their own ideas, misconceptions. It isn't based on the Bible. And so I think that's the main crux of the problem right there, is that there haven't been people like me who have been able to talk about it in a godly, tasteful way and give ladies and men the information from God's perspective.
Amen. And I agree with you. Well, if it comes down to, helping you out and sharing this information, not only we are going to be able to share the gospel, because there's going to be Bible reading and there is going to be prayers and there's going to be clarification how a servant of God, number one, and obviously a servant of your husband and your husband's servant of his wife, the things are getting a lot clearer. And any webinar that you can share with us that you're coming up with in the near future for people to be able to follow you and get some, a little bit of a teaser of what's to come when they get your book and when they sign up to your workshop.
Yes, they can do that. They can go to YouTube and type in Hot and Holy Lady, and there are about 20 different little clips there that they can get a sneak preview of what I talk about. So yes, direct ladies to YouTube, Hot and Holy Lady, and there they will be able to get that sneak preview you were just asking about.
Wonderful. So I will share that information with my social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio. The Instagram is the Lizzie T Show, and Twitter and LinkedIn as well. Bruce, it's been such an honor. I can't believe time is just flying by so quickly here at the Lucy T Show. But this has been one of the most educational shows that I've had. I mean, I've covered a lot of topics. I have to confess to you that this is the very first one that, as a Christian, you know, we are able to touch on this topic that is such a taboo, which it shouldn't be. Because if in a relationship of a man and a woman, both married in the eyes of the law and in the eyes of God, there is nothing for you to worry about and for you to think that is wrong. The opposite. You know, God has created sex for us to enjoy it in the confinement of marriage. And I agree
Absolutely.
With you so much. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much.
Well, yes, there's so much more I can talk about. Maybe I can come back another time and answer some more specific questions. But Lizzie, I want to thank you for taking me on your show and for interviewing me so lovely. And I really hope that the information that I'm sharing with ladies will really help take their marriage to the next level, that it will eliminate some of the stress and the tension in their bedroom, help them deal with some of the anger or disappointment, and replace it with peace and calm and intimacy that they deserve and they crave. That's what God wants to give us. And so I'm hoping that I can be God's tool to help that actually happen and bring marriages and couples closer together than they've ever been, so that they can be a testimony to the world that Christian marriages are the best. When you've got God in your marriage and you've got God directing your marriage inside and outside the bedroom, it can be absolutely the best and something that can be the envy of those in the world.
And you know what? When you said that, it's just the first thing brought to mind, a couple, he's a pastor and she's a pastor's wife, always happy, always radiant, always holding hands. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, what's your secret? And the answer was very simple. We have a lot of dates. And they've been married for a very, very long time. And one of the things that she mentioned, the wife, don't ever forget to spice up your marriage, having dates outside of the house and inside of the house, and you will see. And they're a prayer warrior. They're a blessing to the church, and they're always happy, and they always seems like they're in honeymoon. So, you know, now I know and reiterates what we were talking about here. So this is phenomenal. Thank you so much for sharing, Ruth, and you know, knowledge, expertise, and we will definitely have you back, because if we had one caller, I'm pretty sure if we promote this a little bit more, we'll have a lot more questions and answers here in the show. Thank you so much, and
great.
Have a fantastic
afternoon.
Stay safe, and God bless you.
You too. Thanks so much again.
And that was Ruth Clarence with the book. Oh, my goodness, that book, it is so beautiful. Love the cover, and she is lovely, hot, and holy lady. It's phenomenal. Just check out, everyone. The links are on my social media, Facebook /LizzieT Radio. And the links for the book as well. This has been awesome. There's a lot of songs that I'm probably not going to be able to play today because we did run a little bit over time. But there's this beautiful lady I interviewed with her last year. Her name is Kaya Miranda. She's a beautiful gospel singer. And the song is called Higher.
Making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse and dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh, hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh, yeah. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by, I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes in your way. We gotta lift him high, 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 high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh yeah. In these city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by, I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher,
And that was Tide Waters, Human, Only Human. Thank you so much. He is from Vancouver, actually, and we interviewed him a couple of years ago, and I know he is probably creating and being very expressive now that we are locked up. But I'm pretty sure Vancouver is starting to open up as well. Next up, everyone, it is Ariel with the song Perfect Lullaby.
Broken stars are all that's left to keep me company again in a place that I once knew. Me standing here alone, wondering what did I do wrong to make you walk away. But when the night comes and the rain begins to pour, will you stay with me and come for me a little more?
We have time for one more song, everyone. I'm hoping that you are enjoying today's show, especially with Ruth Clarence with the book Hot and Holy Lady. Very, very interesting show of help. I'm really, really hoping to have her back and with more questions from all of you. Next one is Todd Aaron with the song, by the song. Thank you so much, Todd, from Texas. just love this song. And that's it for today, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. We will be back with another show, another guest, and another fantastic day. Stay safe and healthy, and enjoy your afternoon.